It's here and now. Hundreds of thousands of people from Central America are in suspense about their immigration status after the Trump administration this week took steps to roll back a program known as Temporary Protected Status. TPS lets people from certain countries dealing with dangerous situations like a natural disaster or a civil war stay in the U.S. temporarily. On Monday, the Department of Homeland Security announced the end of temporary protected status for about 2,500 Nicaraguans living in the U.S., giving them until January 2019 to change their status or leave. The Nicaraguans were granted the special status after Hurricane Mitch hit Central America in 1998. Temporary protected status is also set to expire soon for people from Honduras, Haiti, and El Salvador, unless the administration acts. Yanira Arias is National Campaigns Manager for the group Alianza Americas. She's from El Salvador and is a recipient of TPS and joins us from San Francisco. Yanira, were you surprised by the decision to roll back TPS for some this week?
We were expecting that decision based on what was announced for Haiti back in April. We should remember that as well that the Obama administration canceled three other TPS recipient countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea in 2016. So we were having some indicators thus far. We were not expecting a 6-month for Honduras and a 12-month termination announcement for Nicaragua, but that's really disturbing considering the situations in every country that thus far have received a decision from DHS.
And what about the El Salvadorans? This is the biggest group of people who have TPS, including you. Do you think that Salvadorians are going to lose their temporary protected status?
We are preparing for the worst, and we think that the 195,000 TPS recipients, including myself, we're going to be receiving bad news. We're trying to prepare getting legal assistance and counseling for the families. There are thousands of families with U.S. citizen children.
Right.
And that's something that the administration is not taking in consideration, that this is an issue and a humanitarian issue.
On the other hand, critics of this program say it was never intended to last as long as it has. Temporary is right there in the name, and these countries have long since recovered from the natural disasters that were initially the reason for TPS.
Perhaps some of the situations are not there, but the countries we are talking, for example, Haiti, never recover from the 2010 earthquake. 60,000 people are continue to be homeless in Haiti. So we cannot say that although it's that event happened in 2010, the situation has been completely solved.
Are you prepared to go back to El Salvador if that's what it comes to?
I am not. I migrated due to gender violence, and had in some points I had to fight back in order to survive. So I'm not ready. That was in 1999, and I decided to migrate in 2000. And now my country is one of the most violent countries in the region, and I am not ready. The violence towards women continue to be a push factor for forced migration.
So if the government ends TPS for Salvadorans, you'll simply stay illegally in the U.S.?
I will assess other legal options and to find what opportunities I have. But after close to 20 years in the United States, I believe I do have the right for a opportunity of adjustment of status. And at the moment, what we're doing is to organize and work hard with some elected officials that, for instance, Representative Velasquez, Curbelo, that have already introduced a couple of bills for adjustment of status for TPS recipients. Those are some of my options right now. Organize and advocate to make sure that we continue to communicate with Congress and the administration to find a legal path for more than 3,000 families.
You mentioned that this is not a surprise to you that this is happening because President Trump and others have talked about this The Washington Post is reporting that the White House has been putting pressure on the Department of Homeland Security to curtail the TPS program. Do you think this is getting too political?
It is. Definitely is politics over policy. The State Department knows best the situation in Haiti, the in-country conditions in Honduras, El Salvador. There is no brainer that at the policy level, they do have all the facts, all the information. This is about politics, and most of all, it's part of a racist and xenophobic agenda of this administration.
That's Yanira Arias, who is National Campaigns Manager for the group Alianza Americas and a recipient of temporary protected status in the United States. Yanira, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for the invitation.